going to jump to page 5 of the docket, and I'm going to call case number 22351. Yep, this is an application, Baytex Energy USA Limited, for an order amending the field rules for the Berg-Bakken pool divide in Williams County to allow the flaring of gas and unrestricted production of oil from wells not connected to a gas gathering facility. All interested parties, please come forward.
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, appearing in this matter on behalf of Baytex Energy USA Limited. We intend to call one witness in this matter, Randy Verrett, who's present with us in the hearing room.
Can you turn your mic on?
Push the button that has the little guy on it.
John, this one here?
Yeah.
Here. That little guy.
Hi. Have you raised your right hand? Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Randy, would you state your full name for the record, please?
Randy Michael Verrett.
And Randy, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Baytex Energy USA. I am the regulatory and environmental manager.
And in that capacity, have you testified before the commission previously?
Yes, I have.
Had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Randy, let's go to the packet of exhibits for this particular matter. Actually, Madam Examiner, I think you only read one caption. We'd like to combine and consolidate for purposes of hearing cases 223-51, 52, 21628, 22167, 22169, and 21627.
All right, I will call those other cases and we will consolidate all those cases for the purpose of hearing.
Thank you. And Randy, let's go to exhibit L1 in the packet of exhibits. And tell us what that exhibit is, please.
That is a locator map which shows the various wells that are involved in the drilling and spacing units in the various fields that are a part of the 6 gas flaring cases being examined today.
And all these wells are located in Divide County, North Dakota, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Let's go on to the next exhibit then, exhibit L2. Can you tell me what exhibit L2 is?
L2 is just basically a synopsis and an executive summary of our ongoing gas capture program we've had out in Divide County that's been evolving and developing over the last 3 years. It's actually interesting that the North Plains was the case before us. This ties directly into the entire Divide County gathering system, which we were one of the original parties that put that system together with One Oak. Samson, Baytex, and One Oak were the original parties in that agreement. I'm not going to go down through every single point here because it's all on the record here, but I want to point out a few basic things that I think that are important. To date, One Oak has installed over 118 miles of laterals to access Baytex's wells. This started out as a 5-lateral system. It has evolved into a 9-lateral system, so that accounts for the mileage, and you'll see that on the next exhibit coming up. As of today, we have 70 of our 85 existing Divide County wells are connected to that system. So right now we have an 82% well connection rate. The first well that was connected was on July 6th of 2013. The last one to be connected was on May 10th. We have one that may be being connected this afternoon. So we've been adding about 6 to 7 wells a month since July of last year to get to that 70 well total. If you look at the period May 1st through 19th, we were averaging about 4.5 million cubic feet a day of gas. We are selling on average about a little bit over 84%. We did have a constriction in our B9 lateral, which has been resolved. That line has been pigged. All those wells are fully on service. I think since the period from May 20th through the 28th, the last production available, we've been running at about 91% to 92% gas capture is going to sales. So that's the latest updated information. I would also tell the commission a couple of other things. One is that our Les Hall and Kaplan Hall 18-19 wells, which were completed at the end of April, are the analog. They're basically the template for what we're looking for. Those wells were hooked up to gas sales from day to first production. So when you look at the way the laterals are placed, when you look at the way our development pattern is planned, we should have immediate hookups in most cases. So we're capturing our gas. The other thing that I think is critical here is over 250 landowner tracts were gone through in order to build this system to cross, to get the necessary right-of-ways to build this system on the Baytex leasehold. So that's significant. Those are all private agreements, and they all have to be negotiated in arm's length. So that's a big piece of business.
And before you go on to the next exhibit, maybe it's appropriate to just spend a moment or two to talk about the historical approach to this whole process. When Baytex started drilling wells in this area, there were two hurdles it faced. One was gas connections, and one was electric connections. Can you just spend a moment talking about that?
That's correct. We came to the commission, presented some information to the commission 2.5 years ago about our overall infrastructure project. We were looking at both gas gathering and electrification out here as a comprehensive whole, as an entire infrastructure project, and that's the way we've approached it from the start. So that's the history of it. We were the part of the original parties that negotiated the deal with One Oak to bring them in here and gather the gas.
Okay, let's go on to the next exhibit, Exhibit L3. And, Madam Examiner, I apologize for the size. We will submit another exhibit down the road that will be a little bit larger so that it's a little bit more legible. But given that, Randy, can you briefly discuss what's contained on L3?
Right. And if I may do this, too. If the commission would accept this, I've got an additional map that was in my release that's a bigger scale. If you all would like to have this during the course of the testimony here, you may have it. For the record, it might be easier to read. It's got all the lines annotated on it. It's not as detailed specifically as that map, but it might be helpful as far as the legibility of it. If you want it, I'll give it to you.
You can pass it down.
Okay.
Thank you.
Might be easier to read.
L3 is a comprehensive well connection map. It basically shows the One Oak. It shows the Baytex portion of the One Oak system in Divide County. You guys have seen a copy of this before that was presented to the commission. The original one was presented to the commission back on January the 17th of last year. This is simply an update of that. You'll notice down there, if you look at the legend, the wells that are labeled in white with a green lettering or wells that are connected to the system, those are the 70 wells that are connected. The wells that are in yellow there with blue lettering are the ones that are not yet connected to the system, the one in the process of working through that. I might add there's 9 total laterals here. The original proposal was for 5. Just for the sake of information, those laterals are between 10 3/4 and 14-inch poly lines that gather that gas. 14 million is the current current capacity for Baytex's gas through that system. If you look at it, you can't really read it on the smaller scale, but I'll just walk you through real fast. You can see the ones further to the north. One Oak started to the north on Sampson, worked south. You can see by the dates, these dates, by the way, closely correspond on the lateral installations to what was originally proposed and conceived. So timing-wise, it's been pretty much on right on time as far as when these laterals were installed. You can see each individual lateral, how many wells are on it, and what the percentage of hookups are in each case. So we're a little bit more top-heavy on the north end than we are on the south end. All of our bigger wells are connected to the system. So that's kind of the highlight reel.
Okay. And in conjunction with building the line and the map that the commission staff has, can you talk just a bit about the topography that caused some challenges for the construction of the lines?
Well, and I think if you look at the map that I gave you, you can see that there is a lot of prairie potholes. Things don't go straight east-west. You have a number of obstacles that you have to get across and features that you had to bore under or go around. Of course, all these had to be, easements had to be acquired from every landowner, so if you know, you have to have cooperation from the landowners as well. So that all takes time to put that together logistically. So it is a challenging area from that regard.
Okay, let's go on to the next exhibit then, which is L4. Can you tell us what that is, Randy?
L4 is just a simple, we have a one rig program going out there right now. This is what's been proposed and funded by Baytex. You can see the wells coming up that are, we just finished the Bernie B20. We're moving, we're just getting rigged up on the Overland 2017. All these wells, as a side item, are all basically sitting along existing laterals, and all will be capable of being connected immediately from the time of first production. So that's the key feature there.
Okay, and then let's go to L5.
L5 is just a courtesy map that shows the various fields that are out here and shows the positions of the various wells that are not yet connected to the system. I might point out that the Nelson is shown there. It's not part of this hearing today, but I put it on there since it's not connected. We have 15 that are not connected. Nelson's one of them. The Molanders are being flowed back right now. So they're just coming on production as of like the last two or three days. So those are on there. That's just a courtesy to the commission so they can see where all the fields are placed.
And L6?
L6 is a is basically a production chart on the various wells that are a part of this hearing, and the basically your initial production rates, current rates, based on the latest information I had at the time that the exhibits were turned in, and then your cumulative production. And basically you can see the volumes there in each individual case, what's involved with what's left to connect to the system.
All right, and then let's go to L7.
L7 is just a synopsis and a brief on our electrification program, and we have combined this with the gas gathering system because it basically goes hand in hand. There was no electrical, no three-phase power out here to speak of 2 years ago when we started putting this system together. Basically, without that electrical power, One Oak was not even capable of getting their electric compressors running until April because of the power supply. So that was one of the key features. I might point out that in the last 3 years, Burke Divide Electric Co-op has placed 500 miles of power lines out here in Divide County. So it's not just Baytex that's been a part of this. It's also been Sampson, Continental. There's a number of operators that are working with the power company to bring three-phase power out here to the area. That's a key feature. And the punchline down here is that through phase four, which we're hopeful will be completed by on or around September the 1st, by then we'll have a minimum of 55 wells connected, and that will involve over 50 line miles to get that accomplished.
Okay, and then the next exhibit, L8.
L8 is just a support of L7, and basically it just gives you a visual on how the system has been put together. This is another map that probably would be better suited on a ledger size where the reader can see it on a bigger scale. Basically, the yellow on there is the lines that have been newly built or upgraded to supply power to our wells. I might point out that the phases 3A and 3B, which are the orange and pink lines up there in the northwest corner of the map, those hookups are imminent. Those will be within the next few days. So we will have 9 more wells being added to our totals. And right now, to date, we have 39 wells connected, and we have, actually it's 8 on 3A and 3B, so we will have 47 wells that would have been connected here in the last year or so. So we're moving along in this project. I might add, too, that the Hawkeye substation is new. That's a new substation that was built. The Twin Butte substation was upgraded. You can see it there in the middle of the map. An Ambrose substation was built that's to the north to help supply both us and Sampson. And the Crosby substation over there to the east near Crosby was also upgraded to bring in the high voltage lines and to upgrade the system to provide the necessary power to power the entire system. So to give you a quick visual, if you were to put another 11 by 17 on top, another 11 by 17 over here on the side, and a couple of 8.5 by 11s for Hunt and SM, that'll give you an idea of the scope of this thing. This is just about 30% of BDEC's system. They're supplying other customers across a wide region. So just a visual for you.
Great, and then exhibit L9.
L9 is our conclusions and recommendations. And I'll read through this. It's all here. Basically, we've created a market for produced gas in the area with no prior infrastructure. Baytex's actual gas capture plan was created, developed, and implemented over the past 3 years. We provided the commission comprehensive updates on three other occasions. Those dates are listed there, so there's plenty of information on record. The way I view this is just a kind of a summation of what we've been up to the last couple of years to bring it all together. Our first gas sales occurred in November of 2012 down in Williams County with our Redfield wells. To date, we have 85 wells in Divide County. Based on our latest projections and the information on production from May 1st through the 19th, we were capturing 84% of that gas, a little slightly over 84%. And that's listed there, and that's, of course, is well in line with the commission's edicts as far as gas capture. Basically, what we're looking at right now, the existing wells and all the ones moving forward will be connected, as I mentioned, but of the 89 existing wells at this point in time that are completed and producing, it's planned right now that 86 of those 89 will be connected. That's over 96% will be connected wells in Divide County. You can see from the gas chart that I provided in L7, we basically have been going from our higher producers down to our lower producers. So these remaining wells that are part of this are basically the lower volume wells. That's what that comes down to. Electrification in Divide County has made additional produced gas available for sale. In addition, prior lack of an electrical grid greatly limited alternatives on gas usage as previously enumerated. We've gone over those options before in the January and July testimony, explaining what we were doing and what we had looked at as possible alternatives for use of the gas. This is critical despite inclement weather, challenging right-of-way acquisitions, labor shortages, and construction delays. Baytex has maintained a steady implementation of its portion of the Divide County Oil and Gas Infrastructure Project. We've had a number of challenges out here, but I think we've made the cut. I think if you look at what we originally projected last January, we're pretty close to what we said we were going to do. So that's the bottom line. So as far as recommendations, we feel that the field rules should be allowed to be for unrestricted production of oil and flaring of gas at a maximum efficient production rate until the remaining wells can be connected to the One Oak system. A well-planned and diligent connection effort is continuing. Flaring of produced gas and the falling wells should be allowed as an exception. And you have the proposed connection schedule there. I do have one additional exhibit I was going to show you, if I can find it, that might give you a better flavor for what we're up against. And this is just one example. I could give you many examples because I've been involved in the right-of-way process out there extensively with One Oak and Burke Divide. But let me bring something up. You may have this also for the record. I'm a very visual guy. That the importance of that is if you look down on there, you'll see the number four there on the well listing, the hookup listing. That's the Moe Trust. And you notice it says route being finalized. That's a classic example of kind of what you run into. That's a 4,500-foot poly line that's going to be run off the Bragg connection, and you can see what you're up against there visually. These are not straight line deals running up and down section lines along existing roads and paths of least resistance. There's a lot of cross-country type stuff that ends up coming into play just because of the number of obstacles, mainly prairie potholes, that you have to dodge. And, of course, when you're boring and things like that, it makes the lines much, much more expensive to install and just takes a lot more time. So that's just to illustrate kind of the terrain that we're running into in one example.
And Madam Examiner, I don't have any other questions, but perhaps for the record we could mark the first exhibit that Mr. Verrett handed out to you as L10 and the other one is L11.
Sure.
And we would offer exhibits L1 through L11.
Exhibits will be received. Are there questions from the staff?
Randy, I was looking at your exhibit where you show all the production on the wells?
Yes.
Okay. L6. And you have current rate as of the middle of this month, and I don't see anything that's over 100 barrels a day. Is that right?
No. That's correct.
Okay. And the current field rules, they do allow wells to produce at 100 barrels of oil a day. So you're asking to be able to produce your wells at a maximum efficient rate. What is the maximum efficient rate of your wells?
Well, what's listed there, so I guess technically then where this is a bit of overkill, I guess you could say. What I'm looking to do here, in effect, Bruce, is I'm looking to put a bookend on what we've been doing over the last 16 months, is just bring you guys up to speed on our progress on the project, on the infrastructure project as a whole. That's one of the reasons I'm in here, is just to give you guys a final synopsis of our accomplishments out here in the area. That's the main driver.
Okay, because typically what will happen is if you come in and ask for relief and you don't need it, then we'll dismiss the case.
But we did ask for other relief, and that's from the, I believe it's from the taxes and royalties. Take a quick look at that. I believe that was also the case.
I would also interject here that I think basically you have our gas capture plan.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I think you also have our gas capture plan basically here. This is the schedule. This kind of puts a bow on the whole thing.
Okay, but the gas capture plan, of course, would have to be submitted on each additional case that you have forthcoming. But, yeah, I didn't see anything in the capturing warrants addressing 380806.4. But if you have a well that you complete and you can't meet the requirements, or you want some relief from it, then we would want you to come in and give us a real data showing when that particular well would be connected and why you can't and why you need the relief. But to come in and ask for a maximum efficient rate without having any of those wells in front of us with the real production that shows you need relief, we really haven't been approving any of those. So you have to show a need for the relief before we're going to grant relief. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I guess from my standpoint, I would say that our expectation would be that due to a good faith and diligent effort to get these wells hooked up and a schedule of connection for the remaining wells, that our expectation would be that the commission would grant we had a couple of wells where we were cited for royalty and whatnot, and to pay that. And I think at this stage, given me just speaking on behalf of our staff, I think we've clearly demonstrated that we've made a diligent effort to get all this stuff hooked up, and that our expectation would be that we would be granted relief along those lines, that there would not be any doubling back on that particular issue, given the effort that's been made and the investment that we and our partners have made to get this stuff brought to market.
Okay, but we're talking about two different issues. One, you're talking about those assessments that were under 380806.4 that were required.
Right.
I don't know if it was four wells, something like that, and that, which was, what, a year and a half ago? And then now we're talking about production restrictions that have nothing to do with 380806.4. These are allowing maximum efficient rate for the field. So they are two different issues.
Okay. Well, if we will entertain any ovations by the commission as far as how to correct this, or any advisement that you have in those regards. I still think it was important to get in here regardless and give you guys an update on the system and what we've done to get the infrastructure project put in place. I still think is a good piece of business for the, in a good analog for the industry in general.
Okay.
As an editorial comment.
All right, that will conclude our hearing for those cases.